You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner takes a look at German U-boats during World War II and the events that took place in the Gulf of Mexico and why this history matters.
Those of us who grew up watching World War II unfold on movies and television probably remember Run Silent, Run Deep, and a number of other great shows that featured submarine warfare. This Hollywood action usually took place in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean or in the waters off Japan. But most people, especially those who did not live through World War II, do not realize that the Gulf of Mexico saw quite a bit of action involving U-boats. The mouth of the Mississippi River and the area off Galveston Bay were prime hunting grounds for the German submarines. In the early months of the war, Barksdale Field, as the base was then named, was home to B-24 bombers that flew anti-U-boat patrols between the mouth of the Mississippi and the Sabine Rivers. Imagine flying from Barksdale in Bossier City down to the mouth of the Mississippi or the Sabine River, and then flying grids back and forth guarding the vital shipping of the Gulf of Mexico. During 1942, the Germans were actively sinking vessels, and many of the oil tankers literally burned for weeks, serving as beacons for the air crews. The United States was so concerned about German submarines coming up the Mississippi River that they placed a massive chain across the river between Port Allen and Baton Rouge. Remnants of the western anchor eye bolt of this structure can still be seen today on the levee at Port Allen. Houma in Terrebonne Parish was the home of an Army airfield which took over many of the anti-submarine duties from Barksdale. They used blimps and short-range twin-engine bombers for patrols, and they sank at least one U-boat. One of my favorite stories that appears almost apocryphal is that of a German sub that operated near Barataria Bay, the home of the pirates Lafitte, south of Houma, near New Orleans. The story goes that one of the German crew had been a student at Tulane prior to the war and was very familiar with New Orleans. On dark nights, the sub would surface and put a boat ashore with this crewman and others who spoke English. They took their version of shore leave, not to gather military intelligence, but to enjoy some of New Orleans' famous food. Most of the submarines carried American currency, and the men had civilian clothes, so they did not appear very out of place, particularly in cosmopolitan New Orleans. However, all good things had to come to an end. The U-boat became disabled, and before it could be destroyed, the federal authorities boarded it. On board, they discovered bread wrappers from a particularly fine New Orleans bakery. The FBI swooped down upon the hapless baker, accusing him of treason in collaboration with the enemy. When shown photographs of the men, the baker told the authorities that of course he knew them. They were regular customers. He was eventually cleared. German U-boats were a powerful force in World War II. Camp Rustin, the POW camp that is the topic of another of these commentaries, held the prisoners from U-505, the German sub that yielded the first naval version of the Enigma code-breaking machine. That captured U-boat is on display at the Field Museum in Chicago. When U-boats of World War II are mentioned in history circles, it's not likely that much thought is given to their relationship to Louisiana. Yet Louisiana did have more than a passing flirtation with this stealth form of warfare, Unterseebooten. Now that's a unique part of Louisiana history, history that matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.